Salt Lake's art community is mourning the loss of a venue for contemporary art. The nonprofit gallery Quack is closing its doors for good this weekend. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
The gallery started in Ephraim more than 20 years ago. Back then it was called the Central Utah Art Center. Now it goes by that acronym, Quack. In Ephraim, Quack mostly featured landscape art by locals. Executive Director Adam Bateman is from Ephraim and took the helm at the gallery in 2005, shifting its focus to contemporary art. Bateman says the move from Ephraim to Salt Lake City came in 2012, when he invited some Ephraim City officials to visit the gallery.
They came into the gallery, saw that we had two photographs by Chitra Ganesh and Xaveria Simmons, respectively, that showed bare breasts, and the next day we were evicted.
Quack sued over censorship and the city settled, giving the Art Center $60,000. Bateman reopened the gallery near 2nd South and 2nd East downtown. Since then, he's focused on a couple of things. One is to create a place for Utah artists to show their work in Utah.
We're unique in our ability to do that and also to show high-profile, successful artists from outside of Utah. And then we try to pair those artists in some way with artists from Utah who maybe haven't had the opportunity to be peer-reviewed outside.
Quack's closing will leave a hole in Utah's art community, says Whitney Tassi. She's a curator of modern and contemporary art at the Utah Museum of Fine Arts and recalled a recent exhibition where a couple artists from Florida took over Quack's space.
I think there was fire and airplane-timed printing of paper and really like big ideas, and you just aren't going to see those pieces in other galleries or museums around here.
The gallery will close its doors for good this weekend. It's hosting a farewell party beginning at 6 p.m. on Friday. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.